Praise the Lord. Message number 233. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 45. The Watchman shall see the glory of God. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 11 and verse 40. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this wonderful time you give us. Anoint this time, anoint your word, anoint my lips, and let your message help your people and give them support and deliverance and healing and understanding, and equip them to go on and to live for you and to serve you wholeheartedly. We thank you, God. I pray that the message will raise up the faith of your people, our faith, your church faith, to a great faith that you desire to see in your life. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What we have read in John 11 verse 42 was what Jesus said to Martha when he visited her and her sister when their brother Lazarus was dead. He told her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" The Lord here put a very clear condition for Martha. And not only for Martha, not only for Mary, but for each and every one of us, that as a watchman and woman and watchwoman, that we will see the glory of God. We will witness the glory of God if we believed. You know, Martha, it seemed that she has faith, but when the Lord told her a statement, it means that she had not the real faith that the Lord would expect to see in her life. And that's why he told her, "Did I not tell you if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Let us read more about Martha and her sister Mary. Before we go forward in John 11, let's go to Luke 10, and we can read the following, verse 38 to verse 42. Now it came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was anxious about much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Ask her therefore that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." You know, Martha was busy to prepare a lot of things. She was so active and moving around to prepare things that she thought they are necessary or important. But later on, as we had read, they were all not important in the sight of God. Martha was moving and she was busybody. You know, when Paul said they are busybody, it means they are busy, but they are not doing the things that God had asked them or had prepared for them to do. Martha was moving and serving not out of faith, but all that she was doing was for the purpose to compensate or to cover up her lack of faith. You know, Martha, she had a gap of faith. She had a gap of faith, and she was covering up that gap of faith, that lack of faith, with the many things that she was doing. And that's why the Lord rebuked her here in Luke 10. And he told her that Martha has chosen what is best. And also in John 11, upon visiting the two sisters, in John 11 verse 40, he told her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" This is also another rebuke. It means that the Lord was discerning that she has no real faith on him, and she need to be corrected, and her faith will be built up in the right way. As we know that the Lord Jesus visited the two sisters after the death of their brother Lazarus. Martha was the first one to go out and meet him, and the Lord had a good discussion with Martha. He had a good discussion in order for Martha's faith to be built up. We can read from verse 21 onward. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." He assured her about the resurrection of the dead. Verse 24, Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection of the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Verse 27, "Yes, Lord," she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." So here the Lord has a build up discussion with Martha, and beautifully end up that Martha, she told him, "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." And if you read verse 28, you will discover what Martha did. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and asking for you." So here, Martha, she went back to Mary and she told her, "The Lord is here," and that's correct, "but asking for you, that this is the Lord did not ask." The Lord did not ask for Mary. Martha told a lie to Mary. Why she say lies? Why she say a lie? Because she thought that if Mary would go also out and cry out to the Lord and speak with the Lord, then the Lord would do something. You know, what we can discern here, that Mary, that Martha believed in what she can do more than what the Lord can do. Martha believed of what the people can do more than what the Lord can do. And we know from John 11 that the Lord moved forward to raise Lazarus from the dead. In verse 38 from the same chapter, we can read that Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Verse 39, the Lord said, take away the stone, he said. And let us read what Martha told him here. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Martha, she is telling to the Lord. The Lord is going on to raise him up from the dead. She told him, there is a bad smell, and now it is the 4th day, as if he does not know about what is going on. Clearly, Martha trusted on her knowledge and abilities more than trusting Jesus and what he can do. The Lord is moving. You just keep still and quiet and go after him. Therefore, in verse 40, the Lord told her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So clearly she was in a traditional faith, you know, classical faith, believe by name, but reality, she is blinded, she needs her eyes to be opened. We'll go further and read verse 41 to verse 45. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Therefore, many of the Jews who had come to visit Mary and had seen what Jesus did put their faith in him. Here, as a watchman and as a washwoman, the Lord wants you to live and to act in faith in him and have faith in his word and what he had promised to you. The Lord reaching in new people, and he wants you to stand in faith with him so that his message will reach others, as we have read here that he visited Mary and Martha, and many because of that visit put their faith in him. You need to have faith in the Lord. Your style of life and faith should be changed from Martha's style of how much I can do, how much others can do, how much my senses can explain to me, this much I believe. You need to change this attitude and to have Mary style. The Lord can do it. I trust God and his word. I am at his feet. I know I don't go ahead of him. I want him to go ahead of me, and I will follow him. I will not do anything unless I hear his voice, and when I hear his voice, I'll move forward and do what he asked me to do. The watchman will see the glory of God. The watchman who has faith will see the glory of God. There's another story in the book of Matthew, chapter 8 and verse 5 to verse 13, speak about the faith of the centurions. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed and in a terrible suffering. Jesus said to him, I will go and heal him. Jesus responded to his prayer. In verse 8, the centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. Verse 9, for I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. So the man, he does not want the Lord to go to him because he does not like it to be like that he commanded the Lord, or the Lord is under his command. No, he wants that the Lord will be glorified. And Lord, I have faith in you. Even if you don't come, you just say the word. It will happen. When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such a great faith. Now here, the watchman not only should have faith in the Lord, but he should have faith in his word and his command and in what he promised. You see, this is really this man, the centurion, he really can see the glory of God. He is seeing it and he is welcoming it from afar. The Lord, not only he wants us to have faith, but he wants us to have faith on his word and his promises. For man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And not only that, he wants us, or he wants you to have faith on his word, but he wants you to have a great faith. How the Lord would bring that great faith into the surface and open your eyes to see the glory of God as he opened the eyes of Martha. He allowed a terrible situation and events that you cannot bear or beyond your bearing, and the Lord will open your eyes to see the glory of the Lord. What was the situation that the centurion was passing through? His servant was in a terrible suffering. It seemed that the servant was an important person, or that centurion has compassion on that servant. Whether pain in his heart toward the servant, or the importance of that servant to the centurion, we don't know what, but that event helped the centurion to bring to the surface the great faith that he had in the Lord. He might not be aware of it, but that circumstances with the presence of the Lord had brought his great faith and made him recognize that I can live and trust the Lord for my troubles and my suffering and for my needs and for my trials. And truly the Lord, in verse 13 we can read the following. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believe it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. Did I not tell you, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word that you sent to your church. Oh God, I pray that the faith of your people will be raised up and they will trust you. Oh God, I pray that you will use whatever circumstances that your church and your people are passing through and are suffering, whether sickness, trial, death, calamities, things beyond their capability or beyond their senses to understand or grasp or handle. I pray in the name of Jesus, use these circumstances to build up great faith in the life of your church, your people, your servants, your workers, O God, in the name of Jesus. I do pray, O God, that those who hear it and put the message into practice, O God, that you will use them and they will be experience overcoming, experiences for whatever they are passing through, and they will testify it. And they will work with you, God. We will work with you as a church to let people have more faith in you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I believe. Help me to overcome my unbelief. Lord, Lord, I believe. I want to see the glory of yours, O God. Go before me, O God. Lord, you pray. Lord, go before me, O Lord, and let me see your glory, O God. I do pray for your servants, everyone, O God, who kneel down and crying to you, help them. You guide them in the trials that they are passing through, and build up the great faith that we need in this life to live for you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.